This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Corey Crow. Ouachita Parish Sheriff's deputies responded to an armed robbery yesterday of the Oasis Bingo Hall in West Monroe. Two suspects allegedly entered that business armed with a gun and took an undetermined amount of cash. An investigation in the robbery identified Donald Bowell Jr. and James Stevenson as suspects. Both were later involved in a pursuit by Union Parish deputies and fled into a wooded area. After a search, the sheriff's office says both suspects were apprehended in Union Parish and arrested on the charge of armed robbery. Bowell was also charged with failure to register as a sex offender in Ouachita Parish. He faces additional charges in Union Parish. Stevenson was charged with additional charges in Union Parish as well. The Ouachita Parish Sheriff's Office says they wish to thank the Union Sheriff's Office, the Lincoln Sheriff's Office, the Louisiana State Police Air Support, the David Wade Correctional Center Canine Chase Team, and the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries for assistance with that arrest. Also, the story from the high-speed chase that occurred yesterday. A manhunt had been underway as police say they were chasing a vehicle that crashed on Calhoun's Barn Road after an attempted traffic stop on I-20. One person was arrested this morning. The sheriff's office says the second suspect is still on the run. On his monthly radio show, Governor John Bel Edwards was asked about the spiking rate of violent crime in New Orleans. He says that it is thus far not affecting tourism. He says tourism numbers are actually up.
Our collection of hotel and motel sales tax is better, higher than it was in 2019. Mm-hmm. So I wanted people to know that tourism is coming back, and it remains a significant part of our economy.
The governor says getting more police officers will make the difference.
We just need to make it all work and focus on doing what we can to get more law enforcement officers on the streets, have them trained and supervised, and retain them.
The University of Louisiana at Lafayette Ragin' Cajuns head into Monroe to take on the Warhawks on Saturday. The Warhawks had the challenge of facing off against two top programs in Texas and Alabama to start their season. Ragin' Cajun coach Michael DeSormo says that the Warhawks are better than their record or that film may show.
Offensively, you know, Matt Kubik is back up there, and he's got a good crew. He's got some weapons to play with up there, got a really good quarterback, some good backs. So we're going to go up there, and we're going to get their best effort. We know that, and that they're going to certainly get ours as well. And I expect it to be another typical UL-UL Monroe rivalry game. I expect it to be a good one, physical one.
This is KEDM.